I guess it's me on sports this morning because, as I said, I don't see Mr. Kazi. So the Yankees win. Serafino, just 11 strikeouts. Unbelievable the way he's pitching. And the Red Sox, they're playing as well as the Yankees, a little better because they've played four more games. But the two best teams in baseball by far right now in the Major League Baseball are the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Yankees and the Sox. Sports history has brought us back to this place. Well, anyway, that's the deal. In the major look, and the Yankees now go into Baltimore. All right, Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
So that hockey game turned into a pretty good hockey game last night.
It was a great hockey game last night. Better than pretty good.
But when it started out, it looked like the Washington was going to walk away with it.
I don't know what game you were watching.
Well, they jumped
out. They came out. Both teams played very evenly. A lot of speed, a lot of hitting. It was a really, really good game. The Vegas team scored a soft goal to start the game, and the Capitals roared back to take the lead 3-1.
That's what I mean, I mean, that's
Vegas
what I mean.
Vegas scored again to make it 3-2, and Braden Holtby played tremendous in the third period after that. He stopped a 5-on-3. He made a goal, which they replayed five times, and I still see stopped the goal, which they replayed five times, and I still don't know how he stopped it. He's the reason why they won yesterday. It was a very evenly played game. My opinion, the referees heavily favored the Golden Knights yesterday. To me, it looks like they wanted Vegas to go up 2-0, but the Capitals had something to say about that, and I'm rooting for the Capitals now.
All right.
It was a really, really good game. Ovechkin scored a real, real good game. If you're a hockey fan, you're not disappointed in last night's game or this final so far. A very closely played game. And like I said, the referees put the Caps in a huge hole, and they overcame it, won the game, and now they go back home. And I watched the beginning of this thing last night. I thought I was watching the NBA. They had a fake castle up at the top of the arena with drummers and archers and a king and violins and cellos. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. And the only reason why I watched it, because I wanted to see just how stupid it would get. And on a level of stupidity, it's off the charts. I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
Now, who put that on? Who was that?
Vegas.
Well, you know, I noticed that whenever you see the great thing about the National Hockey League is they're not like the NFL.
The hockey needs no build-up. No. It builds itself.
The NFL, when you go into an NFL game, especially in the playoffs and stuff.
Yeah, it's a 73-hour pregame show.
And then they run this stupid song that some singer sings for 2 minutes.
No. Nope.
And it really gets me sick. Just do the open like they used to do in the old days.
Hockey game, you put the lights down, you play AC/DC, you show a few guys getting hit, and next thing you know, the crowd's up, standing, the team hits the ice, and the rest takes care of itself. Hockey doesn't need a build-up like that. It doesn't need a choreographed show to start a game.
No. Well, now,
what a joke.
I want to move on to baseball because had you told, I think you'll go along with me on this, that the Yankees and the Red Sox would be the two best teams at this point in Major League Baseball at the beginning of the season, you wouldn't have said that. Now, I'm going to ask you a question here.
Oh, I said the Red Sox weren't. I never said the Yankees weren't.
But let me ask you a question here.
Remember, if you remember before we started the season in preseason, I said the Yankees should run away with the East.
Yeah. Yep, you did say that. But most other people didn't think that.
Most people don't think.
Yeah. So now, the Yankees and the Red Sox are beating the teams they should beat, and they're beating also... last year, it seems like the Yankees just won the series with Houston for the season 5-2. Is Is the American League a little weaker than it was last year? Or
no.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at these games objectively, two of the best players on Houston were sitting these last two games. And yesterday they took a lead 2-1, and courtesy of a shift, they gave the game back to the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the ground ball that Babalui hit to second base was a routine out. The only problem was there was no second baseman there to pick up the ball.
Yeah.
Why they shift for him, I have absolutely no clue. But the more I see these shifts, the more I see them getting beat with it, the more I think you need to play your standard position, because you're putting yourselves at a deficit more so by playing the shift but then by not playing the shift. So that's what took them out yesterday.
I was watching MLB, the MLB network, and I forget what player it was. He was in a slump, and they had the shift on him where everybody was over on the right side, and the guy could bunt, and he bunted the first three times he was up and got a base hit each time.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, if they're giving it to you, take it.
And then they took the shift off, and what did he do? He hit a signal. He hit a signal through the left side, the right side, the next time up.
And if you watch the game and you know anything about a game, if they put a shift onto you, the pitcher has to pitch into the shift. Meaning, if you're a lefty or a righty, you're going to get pitched inside, so you pull the ball into the teeth of the shift. These guys are pitching away from the shift, so they're giving the batter even more of a boost to go to the other way. So they need to give this shift garbage up, because I'm seeing teams getting beaten by it and not winning because they're doing it. And last night was a prime example. They pitched Babalui inside, and he hit the ball to the right side. And like I said, it was a routine ground ball out where you say we're out of the inning, and then your eyeballs fall out of your head when the second baseman's playing short. It just doesn't make any sense.
Cervino has turned into the real deal for the Yankees. He really has.
He's one of the top five pitchers in the league right now. The only problem with him was last year in the playoffs he disintegrated.
Yeah.
So he could win 23 games this year. But until he shows a postseason performance worthy to be put up there with Kluber and everybody else, that's going to be a big question mark from him. But right now, he's pitching really well with a lot of confidence, hitting spots, has a nice slider, getting ahead of batters. That's the key. And, right now he's one of the top five pitchers in the American League, and he's only in the top five because there's so much depth in pitching in the American League.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
We have to talk about it because it's starting. So the NBA Finals starts tonight. Any golf coming up this weekend?
Yeah, there is golf coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. But how about what LeBron James said? People are complaining that for the fourth year in a row, it's Golden State versus Cleveland. And the reporters asked LeBron James about it. And he said, so somebody should beat us.
Oh, he's right with that. However, Baby James is already talking about going to Philadelphia next year. Yeah. Why? Because they're the best upcoming team. That's why. Yeah. I mean, he'd go to Boston, but they wouldn't let him into town.
No.
So he'll go to Philadelphia and, say, oh, yeah, well, I did it again. Yep. Okay, so you won with Cleveland twice, Miami once. Now you're going to go to Philadelphia and try to win there. I only seen Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan play in one uniform for their entire careers. So say what you want about this guy, but he doesn't even crack the top five in my book.
It's tough to crack. I think you're right. I mean, take a look at basketball history even. And that's just current history. You go back to Lou Alcindor. You go back to Bill Russell. You go back to Will.
You go back to all of them.
Will Chamberlain. I mean, those.
Jerry West. Yeah. All of these guys, they played with their franchise from when they took their sneakers on their feet and then put them off their feet. This guy, he's just, all he is, he's a paid assassin. That's all he is. He's not a team guy. He's not, in my opinion, he's not even the same breath as Michael Jordan.